It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws. And you're listening to the VOC Nation. And if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the host and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Welcome, everyone, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. Great to have you guys with us once again on this Thursday. Lots to talk about tonight. Can't wait to dive in on it, including our big topic for this evening, celebrity appearances in wrestling. Looking forward to discussing that with you all. Should be a very fun topic to discuss for sure. Great to be here with you guys. A lot's going on in the wrestling world. AEW's got a big event coming up in March. WrestleMania's around the corner. Lots of wrestling talk to discuss. This is the place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, future professional wrestling, but so much more. You never know who's going to call in to have the fun. It's always a great time here in WCW Retro. First, before we get to the callers and talk celebrity appearances wrestling, just a reminder, anytime you guys want to call into tonight's live podcast, you can do so at 914-338-1885. Once again, the number is 914-338-1885. And wanted to give some thank yous out to 411 Mania, E Wrestling News, and other wrestling news sites for covering our In the Room podcast this past Tuesday night on VSNation.com, discussing Bobby Lashley, Sasha Banks, and the new Young Rock show. Big ups, big thanks, you guys, for the coverage. Appreciate it. VOC Nations is growing by leaps and bounds. Just found out a few days ago we're number one in China. it's amazing. So give VOC Nations some love on all our great podcasts. In the Room every Tuesday night at 9. Brady Hicks, Kathy Fitzpatrick, Matt Grimm, Derek McDonald, myself, Shirley Martinez, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesday nights, I believe, at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Wrestling with History with Bruce Ward, Ken Resnick, and the legendary Bill Apter. Wrestling with Problems, Sassy Steph. Of course, WCW Retro every Thursday night at 9. Briscoe and Big Ace. And all the great podcasts we got going on here on VSNation.com. Give us all the love and support. And support us on Pro Wrestling Tees. ProWrestlingTees.com/VSNation. Get your favorite VSNation T-shirt, including WCW Retro. And one of yours truly, Papa Stroh, the four faces of Stroh. Join the Strovolution. So support us. Support us at VSNation.com through Pro Wrestling Tees. Proceeds to help benefit our network. Much appreciated, much love. Shout outs, if you will, Lost in the Funhouse podcast on YouTube, Greg Bo, Blondie, and Antler Hill. Just type in Lost in the Funhouse podcast on YouTube to search to find it. Also, Innovative Hybrid Wrestling in the Maritimes area in Canada. Find out what's going on with them, the latest, at facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. Masters of Ring Entertainment at mastersofringentertainment.com. Fishing with Special Friends at fishingwithspecialfriends.com. Support the Dust Series, which I star as the chief in. We'll be taping later on in the year, filming, if you will, for a fourth season. And you can check out all three seasons on the Avail TV at availfilms.com or on YouTube. Just type in youtube.com/Dust Series. Check out all three seasons. We'll be also on set soon for a film called The Devil's Daughter, which is a Harlequin origin story, starring as Dr. Jeremy Arkham in that film. For more updates on that, go to facebook.com/RealDevil'sDaughter. And I'm also going to be in a horror film later on this year called Stench of Iniquity. For more updates on that film, go to facebook.com/Stench of Iniquity. Of course, tomorrow night on my Facebook page, facebook.com/JoeTheMaestro, at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, will be another edition of the Stroh Zone. And I'll have Dorothy and the gang with me. And tomorrow night's feature will be Bride of the Monster, starring Bela Lugosi. So go to my Facebook page and check it out tomorrow night, the Stroh Zone, featuring Bride of the Monster. Should be a great time. And if you'd like to be a featured guest on WCW Retro, hit me up, WCWRetro@yahoo.com, and let's get you some exposure right here on WCW Retro. And also for bookings, I'm taking bookings for all kinds of stuff, wrestling events, Comic-Cons, radio, interviews, charities, voiceover commentary, commercials, like the cast before your television series or film. That's happening. I do a lot these days. It's crazy. Never ends. But hit me up, Stroh4Y@yahoo.com, STRO4YA@yahoo.com. Love to hear from you. Let's do some business, if you will. This is the Nature Boy Ric Flair's birthday. Happy birthday, Nate. Love you, man. Thank you for everything, man, really. So if you bump into Nature Boy, or give him a shout out, give him some love, man. The greatest of all time, man. Nature Boy Ric Flair. Sorry to hear about the passing of another brother of mine in the wrestling business. Josephus, question mark, Joseph Hudson. What a great, great guy. He was always good to me and good to his fans and good to his people. And my heartfelt thoughts, prayers, condolences go out to his family and friends, for sure. With that, thank you guys for being here. We're going to go to a commercial break and to lead into our commercial. Let's play some what can we play here? Some little different. How about, some Vampiro ICP theme. We'll go with that, and you're right to a commercial. When we come back, we'll talk with the callers and talk celebrity appearances in wrestling. Be back in a few, folks. Stick with us.
Style, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Cam Resume.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Dylan, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calchico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
On Wrestling with Problems, we deal with two things, wrestling and problems. On the wrestling side, we cover the major feds as well as the indies. As far as problems go, we cover our problems, American problems, and world problems. Sometimes the problems are even related to wrestling. Every week, comedian King David Lane and wrestler, promoter Chris Best discuss the best and especially the worst in the world of wrestling with a heaping dose of comedy. Check us out live on VOCNation.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here, you get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, welcome back to WCW Retro. Papa Stro here. Great to be with you guys once again. Tonight's topic, as I alluded to earlier, top of the hour, is celebrity appearances in wrestling. Really can't wait to discuss that with you guys tonight. It should be a really good time. For sure. Once again, I see the callers are lining up, and we'll get to you guys momentarily. But if any of you listeners would like to call in tonight and give your thoughts and some of your favorite celebrity appearances in wrestling, call in anytime. And that number is 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. So as a friend of mine would say, let's get into this. All right. First off, we got 903 area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
How you doing, Stro?
Hey, Dustin. Welcome back. How you doing?
Well, I had shoulder surgery on February 1st.
Oh, wow. How's it going? You recovering okay?
Yeah, it's about 6 months of rehab.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you heal up and get better soon, man. Sure.
That's why I haven't called in on Tuesdays.
Oh, I totally understand, for sure. A friend of mine, Velvet pulled his quad, and, you know, that's why he's not calling in tonight either, so thoughts and prayers go out to him as well.
Yeah, that's why I decided to call in tonight, see how you were doing.
Good, man. Tonight we're talking about celebrity appearances in wrestling. Do you have any that comes to mind, some of your favorites?
I think the most recent one is Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny, yeah. And right now he's at the top of the charts as far as merchandising goes. He's cleaning up.
Yeah, I think his segments with The Miz, those are hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I really dig the partnership he's got with Damian Priest now.
Oh yeah, I really hope they do. They don't ruin Damian Priest.
Me neither. I'm a big fan. Sure, Damian Priest, man. He rocked it in NXT for sure.
Also hope they don't ruin Rhea Ripley either.
Oh yeah, I'm excited about her coming to the main roster. I really hope she keeps that momentum going. She was like one of my favorites from NXT.
Astro, I think it's going to be her and Asuka at Mania for the title.
God, I hope so. I would love to see that match.
And she wins the title. That's what I hope happens.
Yeah, it could happen. Hey, she's a big-time player, man.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm really excited for Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, so am I.
That's awesome. Well, if you hang loose, we'll get some other people to the party here real quick. I believe this is Chaz. Chaz, welcome back, my brother. How you doing?
Hey, Stro, how are you? Good to be back.
Yeah, absolutely, man. How you been?
Good. We're, you know, mid-40s here the last couple of days and melted off all that snow, so everything's good. You know, I want to give a
awesome.
Shout-out also to another one of our brothers that passed in the Chicago area, Iceman Tim Saylor. We had his wake today.
Yeah.
You know, again, 38 years old, gone way too early.
Wow.
But, you know, we carry on. So between hearing about Tim and hearing about Josephus, you know, it's shocking, to say the least.
It's crazy. You just never know, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, you never can tell.
Unreal, man. Yeah, I'm excited about
tonight.
Yeah, I'm praying for him, man. I hope he heals up all right. I hope it's not too serious. He said he should know more later, you know what I mean, and tell us, let us know.
Yeah, he'll come up with his leg taped up like Triple H. He'll be all right.
I know those type of injuries, man. They're rough, man. I really feel for him, you know.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Dustin.
What'd you think about what Adam Cole did last night?
Oh, yeah. Looks like the Undisputed Era is no more, apparently.
I thought that was a cowardly way to do that.
Yeah, it's sad because they were an awesome group there in NXT for quite a while.
4 years.
So what, Cole did a heel turn last night?
Yeah, on all the Undisputed Era, apparently.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Interesting, but celebrity appearances, I'll tell you what, WrestleMania 1 had to be the mecca for celebrity appearances. I mean, you had Ali as special guest referee, Billy Martin doing ring announcing, you had Liberace and the Rockettes. That's a sight that can't be unseen.
Yeah, unbelievable.
And poor Clara Peller. They had her mic turned off, so she was screaming, "Where's the beef?" to nobody. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Go back and watch the film. They turned her mic off. Poor lady screaming, "Where's the beef?" No one can hear her in the garden.
I remember. Like, oh, my God. Bless her heart.
Vinnie Mac and his circus. You had to love it.
Oh, man. That was the one with main event, when did the tag match of Mr. T and Hogan? Was that
it was T and Hogan, Piper and Orndorff.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
They made sure they put Ali outside the ring as the special referee, and Pat Patterson was the ref inside the ring.
I just watched the Muhammad Ali documentary just the other day, man. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah,
and
no,
it discusses some
his
celebrity appearances. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to meet the champ on a couple of different occasions. Delving into my shoot life, in my former days, I was a school teacher in middle school prior to getting into the wrestling business. And the school that I taught at, which was in the suburbs of Chicago, Ali's grandkids went to that school. And so one day, parent-teacher conferences, in strides Muhammad Ali to be the doting grandfather. And it was kind of
cool
to see him away from all the media and away from everybody else.
Right. You know who's also a school teacher? Bill Eadie, Mass Superstar.
Yes. We've had a conversation a couple of different times that we shared the locker room together. And
that's really
one
cool.
One time I was managing against Demolition. And Bill looks over at me and goes, "It's time to go to school." I said, "No, I quit a long time ago."
Nice. Oh, goodness.
I cashed out my 403B and I quit. See you later.
Awesome.
You know, it was kind of fun when Vince would bring on the celebrities for WrestleMania because they had nothing to do with the show, but it was just interesting to see them. Well, my question is this. Would Cyndi Lauper be considered a celebrity sighting?
Welcome to WCW Retro. Hello. Are we there? Hello. All right, let's go to 804 area code. Well, goodness. Oh. Hello, guys. Hi, guys. All right, let's try this again. I hope you guys can hear me all right. I'm having some technical difficulties. Chaz.
Wow, I guess I shouldn't have made fun of Claire Appeller. They turned our mics off, too.
Oh, my goodness, it's crazy. Well, let's get more people to the party here. I'll try to add some more people.
Sounds good, brother.
917 area code. Welcome to WCW Retro.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Dave in New York.
Hey, Dave, how's it going, man?
Good, good. Is Rob there?
Rob?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on which Rob you're referring to.
My bad, I'm referring to the throw.
Oh, speaking. This is I.
I want to tell you first off, I really enjoyed your role in WCW. I thought of anything, even though the gimmick wasn't really given the opportunity. I really enjoyed the way the whole thing came off. I thought it was like really very theatric and very well done.
I appreciate that, man.
Definitely, definitely. I wanted to ask you because I did a few WCW shows at the Nassau Coliseum. Did you ever work the Nassau Coliseum for Nitro or a house show? I'm sorry, you're coming in choppy. I was asking you, did you ever work the either Nitro or a house show at the Nassau Coliseum in Long Island?
Yes.
Awesome. What were your thoughts about working in Long Island? Because it was very rare for WCW to come out to the Northeast.
After the show that night, there was a...
Yeah, I'm sorry. The reception's coming in choppy. I can't hear you. I'm not sure if you heard my question.
Yeah, you're coming in broken up, brother.
Yeah, you're coming in a little broken up.
I think block tech issues, apparently. Yeah, because it cut me off earlier.
No, you're better now. You're clear now.
Okay, is this better?
Yes.
Yeah,
much.
That's a little better. Go
ahead, man.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was just asking you, what were your thoughts about working either a Nitro or a house show at the Nassau Coliseum since WCW was very rare to come out to the Northeast?
Oh, I loved it. It was great. It was a party.
Nice, nice. And what would you say is one of your favorite memories? I mean, as far as working WCW, I would say your matches with Prince Iaukea was interesting from time to time. But who did you enjoy facing the most when you were down there?
Norman.
Yeah, I think there's still some tech difficulties.
Great too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're real choppy, dude.
A little bit. Yeah, there seems to be some... poor connection. I'm not sure. Do you guys have some bad weather going on there? Is that why the connection is cutting in and out?
Reoccupy
you guys. I'll give you a chance to to fix your tech issues and maybe call back if possible.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can now.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, can you hear me also?
I think he might have hung up. I think he said he'd come back later.
Oh. Okay, all right. I still got him on the line. That's why I was asking.
Ah, okay, cool.
I don't know what's going on, Block Talk issue tonight. Let's get more people in here. I think it's my man Steve. Steve, welcome back. How you doing? Gosh, even getting to Steve's kind of a task here.
Yep.
One second. This thing was.